My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Doc Walker will be on after this show, in for Chris Russell, 1 to 4 o'clock today. Doc joins us right now, courtesy of our BetQL guest hotline. You know, the last time we talked, when I had you on my podcast, Doc's got a not only does he host a lot of the shows here, he's got an outstanding podcast, which you can get anywhere you get a podcast, but specifically at patreon.com/Doc Walker. And you can follow him on X, on Twitter, at Rick Doc Walker. But the last conversation we had, it was right after Bill Walton had passed away. And since then, Jerry West has passed away and Willie Mays has passed away. And most everybody listening knows that Doc grew up in Southern California, which is one of the reasons I wanted to hear him talk about Bill Walton, not to mention he's a UCLA alum like Walton was. But you're also a huge Lakers guy and a huge baseball guy. So tell me your memories about Jerry West, and then I want to hear what you thought about Willie Mays.
Thanks, Kevin. Glad that I could fill in again
for my late scratch.
Yeah, it's really like your childhood and the stories that you tell, because you had access to RFK and we had that one trip from the church. The church bus would take you up to see a game, a hoops game, or Maury Wills and the Dodgers, and Jerry West and the Lakers. I went through a lot of pain, but they were championship losses. He was made 9 finals. He won 1.
Yeah.
And my oldest is a Celtic guy, obviously, so he can torment me. And now he's a champion. But I take the sting away from him because I don't hate him. I love championship play. And if you do it the right way, I'll applaud you. So I'm not a hater. Enjoyed seeing the Celtics, although I don't necessarily know if they were challenged at all year, but nevertheless, they earned it. I give it to them. And the program that I grew up on is a train wreck. And I saw it from where Jack Kent Cook's ownership to the program elevating and being really ahead of the game with the Great Western Forum, the Forum Club, the Laker Girls, just being on top of it economically and being a standard. To now, it's a clown show. And so I feel like I've been cursed because I have a clown show in which I lived in, which has now been rectified. The Harris Group has cleaned this up. This nightmare that I've been going through the past decade appears now to be over. And now my childhood, I mean, now I'm being crushed there as the Beverly Hillbillies are running the Lakers. So
right,
I'm just stuck in
well,
it
we'll
right
get
now.
We'll get to the hiring of J.J. Redick here in a moment, but I want to find out, those teams that had Wilt and Elgin Baylor and Jerry West, who was
nine
your guy?
Finals.
Who was your guy?
Well, I mean, you follow the team. These new young kids follow people.
So then tell me about your memories of Jerry
teams.
West.
Man, Clutch. First of all, before nicknames were prominent, Clutch. And Baylor and these guys, man, Gail Goodrich. It goes on and on, man. It was just money. But they failed to finish. So you always knew he was great. And his intensity level, which you found even more as an executive. This guy was a lot like Arnold Red Auerbach to me, based on what Coach Thompson has shared with us. He was always in the gym. I'd see him at the men's gym at UCLA because where the best pickup games are is where you know, if you're a gym rat, that's where you congregate. You want to see good pickup games. He's always was there. I was able to have conversations with him at the men's gym about basketball and what he was watching. He was a scout. He was the eagle eye. Just like you could talk to Coach Wooden, they were approachable. It wasn't like they had guards around them. But these guys were into watching kids play basketball. And Jerry was just so aggressive. I love the fact that he was a badass, man. And to have a logo, to me, I think the great one has the greatest nickname of all time. When you can be noted as the great one. I mean, that's second to none. And when you have logo, I think it's just rare air. And I think it's all well deserved. Taking these hits with him and Walton, you know, it's a lot. Because it's a lot of your childhood that you see. And they were so instrumental that, yeah, it's tough. But I want to celebrate their life rather than mourn their death.
You know how much I'm interested in your time growing up in Southern California, and I think a lot of the listeners love to hear about Doc's life. And I'll get to Willie Mays in a moment. I know your love of baseball, and I know that it was a big part of your life, and you know your family's involvement in it when you were a kid as well. What sport, when you were coming up, you were in, you know, grade school, middle school, high school, what sport and which of the LA teams was your favorite?
Dodgers.
The Dodgers baseball. Were.
Yeah, easy. As a matter of fact, since you love to make fun of me, today we're going to have Gary Templeton, three-time All-Star Cardinals.
Yeah, he grew up in your neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, down the street. So this dude is from my neighborhood. I mean, he made it big. He's three-time All-Star, 16-year MLB. But his father coached the Dodgers, him and Jim Womack. So I played for his old man in Little League.
Wow.
And his old man, the significance of this, is one of the great players in the Negro League era who was denied access. He's from Texas. Yeah. So as we honor some of the great players of the past who now we're putting the spotlight on, Spivey Templeton made a big impact in my life. His father, Gary, played on the Braves. I played on the Dodgers. And to see a kid you couldn't strike out in Little League end up having that carry through all the way through the bigs, got 100 hits on each side as a switch hitter. And I, honest to God, he had that at 11 and 12. And to see that carry out, he could have done anything he wanted to do, play safety, just a natural athlete, but could hit. And the thing that separates kids, and shout out to the D.C. Grays, doing a great job, Tom Lavera and company, is if you can't hit a curveball, you can't play. And I knew as being, you know, having a lot of success as a pitcher, couldn't strike him out. To see somebody be that good his whole life is amazing. And he's going to join us today. I'm in for the Rooster, as you mentioned. Thank you for that. You usually don't even acknowledge me.
So, that's whenever I know I do.
It's going to be going to have some fun with that.
Mm-hmm. So I want to get to your thoughts on Willie Mays and if you think he's the greatest you ever saw in a moment. Mm-hmm. But you were, you know, obviously a standout high school football player. You were a standout track guy. Did you get D1 offers for baseball also?
No, I hurt my arm as a sophomore. So I never played again as a, you know, when they say kids don't, parents don't have your kids pitch and throw a lot of different pitches too young.
Yeah.
Yes, that probably. You. Yeah, yeah. You can't like throwing splitters, forks, drops, you know, three quarter side, all that stuff. You can overdo it. And again, my generation, we didn't have games. We were outside. So when you look at the amount of times you use your arm in my generation, and you were throwing bottle caps. I mean, we're playing, like, when I love hearing about Willie Mays playing stickball, going through New York, and everybody goes, wow, like that was a big, that's normal. I mean, you were playing with broomsticks.
Yeah.
You're playing with that. There was never a reason not to play. You just made up, use whatever resource you had. But the bottle cap thing, I know for a fact why guys in that era in the 60s had great vision like Gary. Because if you can hit a bottle cap, the baseball is like hitting a watermelon. I mean, yeah. Come on, man. Yeah, so there was a lot of things with that. I tell my kids all the time, I wouldn't trade my childhood with them for all the money in the world.
Was Maury Wills your guy?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
With the Dodgers?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And you know he's I know you know this, but for those that don't, he's a D.C. guy. Went to Cardozo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And his brother, shout out to him. Yeah, all the Wills family, to see him, to actually watch him and Dusty. That's why I love Dusty so much, because – As a kid, these guys were, I mean, Drysdale, Peranowski, all these guys, man. These are guys you grew up with. I got, being a jackass, I ended up down in the clubhouse, told that story a million times. Church group, St. Paul Baptist took us up, and Reginald Fields and myself, we went and pushed the button, went to the elevator down, ended up in the clubhouse, missed the bus, got the worst whooping of my lifetime, and but it was worth it.
Yeah,
to spend 2 hours with Walter Alston, and Tommy Lasorda was third base coach at the time, and Koufax got a ball from him. Of course, we went and played catch with it the next day. I mean, that's how ignorant we were. It was not like everything was not to be pebbled off at that time.
You scuffed but, you know, it all up.
Oh, we played ball with it. What are you talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
But these guys were so, they were so gentle. They didn't high side us. They embraced us. And it was just a, I don't know, well, you know, because you grew up here with the Skins when they were everything, when they were oxygen. And so that's the kind of feeling it was out in Southern California with the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Lakers are like the Clippers.
Is Mays the best you ever saw?
Yeah, I don't know who would top him. I mean, speed and power, and they gave up 2 years to fight for our country in his prime. The Gold Glove wasn't even started, so he gave 4 seasons away. You can chalk those 4 on. If it weren't for the war and the stupidity of our country, this dude is number one in every category.
Well, this was the Korean War that he was, 2 years.
Whatever war it was, he was in and he lost 2 years. Yeah, he lost 2 years. My old man was in Vietnam. They loved him. They were all Giant fans. See, I didn't understand why the Giants. When you're young, you just don't know, but they're all Giants, so obviously you go counter them, Dodger. And so, but I didn't understand. And then watching Willie McCovey, Jimmy Ray Hart, watching all these dudes and how my uncles and everybody would rally around it. You were the only guy that with blue on. They were all in black and orange. So it really was a cultural deal that you end up understanding it. But then I learned more as they taught me about Satchel Paige and Josh Gibson, Cool Papa Bell. I heard about guys, they say, dude, if you, no disrespect to Roger Maris and all these other dudes, if these dudes had been allowed to play, and that's when the tragedy comes in, that they did nothing wrong other than they were African Americans. So they didn't create a crime. They didn't violate anything. So in to be denied access, or if you listen to Reggie Jackson talk about, and now Jackson is a pit bull. He's not meek.
No.
He's volatile. And for him to share what he shared and to get the help from the white players on that team that saved his life, he was right. He'd have been dead. But they saved his life and how he was treated and how he was. It's just inhumane.
Well, Tommy told me yesterday he thinks that now with the Negro League statistics integrated into the Major League Baseball statistics, he thinks there's a case to be made for Josh Gibson as the all-time greatest player. But he's, he also acknowledges Babe Ruth is Babe Ruth, but that he would probably have Gibson ahead of Mays. But anyway.
I trust Tommy.
Yeah.
Let's just say this. And I've shared the story because you keep bringing the past up about Shaq Harris in a Proview interview where he shared with me that he had the FBI came to warn him. They were playing the Cleveland Browns in Los Angeles at the Coliseum. That a threat was on his life. They had snipers in this Coliseum, and they wanted him to take this seriously. And not only did he go play, which I would have never done, he went out and played and won the game. And the normal guys don't have to worry about that. They're worried about wind conditions. This dude's worrying about somebody blowing his brains out. And he did nothing wrong just because of his nationality. That's stupid. And guess what?
What?
So you fast forward now, and we've got some of the most atrocious things happening across the world. We still haven't smartened up. And that's why this is so reflective of what we're talking about now. And good for the people that at least acknowledge it now that's happened. Now let's put these same efforts towards making sure it never happens again.
You're upset about J.J. Redick being hired by the Lakers?
No, I'm not upset. No. I don't. J.J., look, if you look at, go back in history, I was listening to Chick Hearn in the broadcast when our last head coach was a commentator, Pat Riley.
Well,
this is not the first time this has happened.
Yeah, right.
I expect everything to have a celebrity twist to it when it comes to the Lakers. This is not new. He is a smart guy. You know you coach. We don't know if you can coach until you go through a 2 or 3 game losing streak. Joe Gibbs was defined here in my mind, well, he survived 0-5. Because to me, he never changed anything. I'm just speaking for myself. Jack Ken Cook was coming out there treating him. It was really disrespectful to me. Coming out there with his dog and, you know, treating, watching the guy. And it was so demeaning.
What was the dog's name again?
I don't even remember. Yeah. But
well, you were there for
Charlie picking up the crap. And I'm like going, Joe never changed anything. You know, if you're losing, somebody expects you to abort your plan. He never increased practice time. Right. He didn't panic. He trusted what he was doing. And the guys, we trusted in him and each other. When you start going from worst to first, there's a formula for it. And the key is that you can't panic. You got to trust what you're doing. We've never been able to flip the script because we've never had a group in here that really believed what they were doing was right. They were hoping and guessing and running con scams. So we 0-5, and Joe didn't blink. Now, he later would come back and say, you know, he was concerned. But we didn't, man, I'm telling you what, that was comforting.
But he did change, and he changed
altered
the Chargers' kind of aerial attack to featuring the Hogs in 44.
Blood and guts. He wanted us to be that convertible, and we were an SUV, you know?
Yeah.
And so everybody wants to have the slick convertible, but wasn't us. We were an SUV, four-wheel. So he did that. And the fact that he was still so innovative, but he would punch you in the face first. See, the thing about Joe is that he was still an offensive lineman first.
Yeah.
What I always judged my offensive coordinators by was that it scares the hell out of me if all you ever played was quarterback. Because I like my guys to have been hit at the hand in the dirt.
Yeah.
See, Joe was a sinner. Joe had been overlooked, in line last. See, that's what I'm looking for. The last thing I need is another egomaniac, you know, running around. We don't have that here. This group now is divested, they're grounded.
Yeah.
What we need to do now is just get to the damn season because
right,
the rest
well, let,
of it.
Let's get there. We're because, you know, I think some people want to hear us talk about this year's team or hear you talk about it. So
No.
I would ask this question just about kind of the last couple of months. How do you handle those people who are really excited about the team because they've been hearing how good many of the players, including Jaden Daniels, have looked in OTAs and minicamp? How do you handle that when people are excited this time of year?
It's like a surgeon talking to med kids, you know, going through medical school. Let them enjoy their thrill for whatever they get out of it. I'm not there to kill anybody's excitement. I'm dealing with this at a completely different level. That's fun. Go ahead and do whatever you see good. Go for it. You and I both know this is my 14th regime. So I'm beyond that. Now, one thing age does bring you. It does bring you wisdom.
Wisdom.
It does bring you wisdom. And I'm not losing the joy. What I look for whenever, first of all, it's not football for me. It's tackle football. See, there's flag football. There's touch football. And there's tackle football. They've not played that yet. The only thing I'm interested in is tackle football. And you can't do that unless you're in full pads and it's full contact. What I look for at this time of the year is how intelligent of the people they picked. Highly intelligent. Only thing I was looking for was how many times you got to restart the play. They never did. So they're high. They have a high football IQ, and they are highly aggressive, and they're in great physical condition. That's all I care about.
There we go.
And so if you're in top shape and you love what you're doing, everybody out there looked like they really love playing football. Nobody was doing us a favor by showing up like some of the rest of these jerks used to come out there like they were doing you a favor. And in last place. So I love the tone, and I love the path that they're on now. Now we just need to get somebody to hit. I can't wait to see this group get unleashed on another group, and then we'll know where exactly where we're going.
Great stuff. What time's Gary Templeton on?
You got to watch the whole show.
Okay.
From 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock. It could happen anytime within that window. We don't have a luxury you have.
I'm excited to hear about. I'm excited to hear about the youth baseball days.
Yeah. We're going to break down. Right. We're going to break down the Lakers thing too with Coach McAdams.
All right, that's a good idea.
Will you come back on to talk about coaching?
Thanks for doing this. Appreciate you.
Well,
making
the time. I'm sorry that Cooley or whomever you the stars you had.
He's in town.
Left you hanging.
He
again.
Came into
town
last night.
Oh,
I'll holler at you later. I got to roll.
Do that, man. Nothing but love for you.
An hour from now, love you too. An hour from now, Doc Walker in for Chris Russell. Well, Tommy told me yesterday he thinks that now with the Negro League statistics integrated into the Major League Baseball statistics, he thinks there's a case to be made for Josh Gibson as the all-time greatest player. But he's, he also acknowledges Babe Ruth is Babe Ruth, but that he would probably have Gibson ahead of Mays. But anyway.
I trust Tommy.
Yeah.
Let's just say this. And I've shared the story because you keep bringing the pass up about Shaq Harris in a Pro View interview where he shared with me that he had the FBI came to warn him. They were playing the Cleveland Browns in Los Angeles at the Coliseum. That a threat was on his life. They had snipers in this Coliseum, and they wanted him to take this seriously. And not only did he go play, which I would have never done, he went out and played and won the game. And the normal guys don't have to worry about that. They're worried about wind conditions. This dude's worrying about somebody blowing his brains out. And he did nothing wrong just because of his nationality. That's stupid. And guess what?
What?
So you fast forward now, and we've got some of the most atrocious things happening in the world. We still haven't smartened up. And that's why this is so reflective of what we're talking about now. And good for the people that at least acknowledge it now that's happened. Now let's put these same efforts towards making sure it never happens again.
You're upset about J.J. Redick being hired by the Lakers?
No, I'm not upset. No. I don't. J.J., look, if you go back in history, I was listening to Chick Hearn in the broadcast when our last head coach was a commentator, Pat Riley.
Well,
this is not the first time this has happened.
Yeah, right.
I don't expect everything to have a celebrity twist to it when it comes to the Lakers. This is not new. He is a smart guy. You coach. We don't know if you can coach until you go through a 2 or 3 game losing streak. Joe Gibbs was defined here in my mind, well, he survived 0-5. Because to me, he never changed anything. I'm just speaking for myself. Jack Ken Cook was coming out there treating him. It was really disrespectful to me. Coming out there with his dog and, watching the guy. And it was so demeaning.
What was the dog's name again?
I don't even remember. Yeah. But
well, you were there for
Charlie picking up the crap, and I'm like going, Joe never changed anything. If you're losing, somebody expects you to abort your plan. He never increased practice time. Right. He didn't panic. He trusted what he was doing, and the guys we trusted in him and each other. When you start going from worst to first – There's a formula for it. And the key is that you can't panic. You got to trust what you're doing. We've never been able to flip the script because we've never had a group in here that really believed what they were doing was right. They were hoping and guessing and running con scams. So we 0-5, and Joe didn't blink. Now, he later would come back and say, you know, he was concerned, but we didn't. Man, I'm telling you what, that was comforting.
But he did change, and he changed
altered
the Chargers' kind of aerial attack to featuring the Hogs in 44.
Blood and guts. He wanted us to be that convertible, and we were an SUV, you know?
Yeah.
And so everybody wants to have the slick convertible. But wasn't us. We were an SUV, four-wheel. So he did that. And the fact that he was still so innovative, but he would punch you in the face first. See, the thing about Joe is that he was still an offensive lineman first.
Yeah.
What I always judge my offensive coordinators by was that it scares the hell out of me if all you ever played was quarterback. Because I like my guys to have been hit at the hand in the dirt.
Yeah.
See, Joe was a sinner. Joe had been overlooked, in line last. See, that's what I'm looking for. The last thing I need is another egomaniac, you know, running around. We don't have that here. This group now is divested, they're grounded.
Yeah.
What we need to do now is just get to the damn season because
let's get there. Because you know, I think some people want to hear us talk about this year's team or hear you talk about it.
I would ask
this question just about kind of the last couple of months. Mm-hmm. How do you handle those people who are really excited about the team because they've been hearing how good many of the players, including Jaden Daniels, have looked in OTAs and minicamp? How do you handle that when people are excited this time of year?
It's like a surgeon talking to med kids, you know, going through medical school. Let them enjoy their thrill for whatever they get out of it. I'm not there to kill anybody's excitement. I'm dealing with this at a completely different level. That's fun. Go ahead and do whatever you see good. Go for it. You and I both know this is my 14th regime. So I'm beyond that. Now, one thing age does bring you. It does bring you wisdom.
Wisdom.
It does bring you wisdom. And I'm not losing the joy. What I look for whenever, first of all, it's not football for me. It's tackle football. See, there's flag football. There's touch football. And there's tackle football. They've not played that yet. The only thing I'm interested in is tackle football. And you can't do that unless you're in full pads and it's full contact. What I look for at this time of the year is how intelligent of the people they picked. Highly intelligent. Only thing I was looking for was how many times you got to restart the play. They never did. So they're high. They have a high football IQ. And they are highly aggressive. And they're in great physical condition. That's all I care about.
There we go.
And so if you're in top shape and you love what you're doing, everybody out there looked like they really love playing football. Nobody was doing us a favor by showing up like some of the rest of these jerks used to come out there like they were doing you a favor. And in last place. So I love the tone and I love the path that they're on now. Now we just need to get somebody to hit. I can't wait to see this group get unleashed on another group. And then we'll know exactly where we're going.
Great stuff. What time's Gary Templeton on?
You got to watch the whole show.
Okay.
From 1 o'clock until 4 o'clock. It could happen anytime within that window. We don't have a luxury you have.
I'm excited to hear about
crowd.
I'm excited to hear about the youth baseball days.
Yeah. We're going to break down we're going to break down the Lakers thing too with Coach McAdams.
All right, that's a good idea.
Will you come back on and talk about coaching?
Thanks for doing this. Appreciate you making the time.
Well, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that Cooley or whomever the stars you had.
He's in town.
Left you hanging again.
He came into town last night.
Oh, give him
I'll holler at you later. I got to roll.
Do that, man. Nothing but love for you.
An hour from now, love you too. An hour from now, Doc Walker in for Chris Russell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.